This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Boom, boom, out go the lights. Who's going to win that Senate seat in Georgia? And what is going on at the University of Idaho? 3 weeks, 4 kids dead, and nothing but miscommunication with those in charge. If I were one of the parents of one of those students that were killed, I would be beyond furious. In fact, one of the parents are asking for the public to help them raise money for a private investigation. How would you feel if one of your kids went to the University of Idaho right now? Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, there were, to be sure, some good things that happened over the weekend. If you're a football fan, maybe your team won. If you were rooting for Team USA and could care less about soccer, but you indulged and watched to support the men of Team USA, you were disappointed when the Netherlands beat them over the weekend 3-1. But nevertheless, they went pretty far. It's a young team. Who knows? 4 years from now, maybe it'll be a little bit better. Let's start with the outgo the lights. 40,000 people without power, 2 substations. And, you know, when lights go out, what do you think? You know, is it weather? It's always weather, usually, in my case. It's weather. Something's going on. The cable goes, the lights go, whatever it is. Well, they have to have a curfew in this one North Carolina county because this outage, which is being investigated as a criminal occurrence, happened because a substation, in fact, 2 substations, were damaged by gunfire. Ugh. Would that not stick in your craw if you heard that story? So, yeah, there's this curfew from 9 o'clock until 5 a.m., and it started on Sunday night. This is Moore County, by the way, that we're talking about. The sheriff had to have a big news conference to let everybody know that it may happen for the next few nights because the power's out and they don't have any exact time for when it's going to come back on. They don't know. It's a state of emergency. So city, law enforcement, energy officials, all of them are investigating what's going on, and they're trying to restore the 2 substations. Not as easy as it looks. When we, I think overall, are in our minds thinking, where is it dangerous for us? Where can people hit us? And it's funny, I go by some of these substations and I think, yeah, that's it. Look at how, boom, we're vulnerable, right? Well, there were multiple rounds that were fired. They do know that. It was targeted for sure. It wasn't random. No suspects so far in connection with this. You know, is it domestic terrorism? What is it? Is it one person, 2 people? You know, what's the deal here? Supposedly there have been a lot of tips, but a lot of false information, right? A gate at one of the locations just smashed off its hinges. And there have been, of course, all kinds of emergency calls because you don't have power. So there have been auto accidents because traffic lights are out. People who rely on oxygen placed emergency calls because now they're panicked. You're not expecting this, right? You're expecting it's a normal sleepy Sunday. But now all of a sudden you're hurled into this state of emergency. So it could take up until Thursday for power to come back on. So naturally, what do you think is going to happen? It's all hands on deck. Getting the power restored as fast as possible because of all these different scenarios, all the classes for all the schools in the county canceled, canceled, canceled. So then imagine the impact you have to get a hold of people, and how are you getting a hold of people to let them know this is 4 o'clock, and remember, it gets dark earlier. It would not be something you'd want to go through. And it also isn't one of those things that lends itself to, okay, let's just grab our stuff and let's just get out of here. Not necessarily so easy for a lot of people, and not a lot of time to scramble and try to do that. I would imagine some people would try to do it, and they still have no clues as to who did this. What was the motivation? It has to be targeted. What is the reason behind it ultimately, right? All right, the other thing I think, and boy, I feel for you. I feel for any of the people in that area. The other thing that is being talked about is, of course, we've got a Senate seat that's up for grabs, and there is a lot of activity as far as people voting in those final days before the final day that you can vote, of course, the runoff day. And you have Republican Herschel Walker, who is known really for his football career with the University of Georgia and with the Dallas Cowboys and his pro career. And he's got, you know, he's got a bus where his face is on the bus, and it's Team Herschel, and he's signing autographs and talking to people and doing all that. And then you have Senator Raphael Warnock, the Democrat, who's pushing people on the campaign trail, vote, 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 vote. And who knows which way this goes. It's just too close to call. There was no 50%. That's why they have to have a runoff in the first place. It doesn't change the makeup of the Senate, which went the way of the Democrats barely. But it still is an important seat, and the number of Democrats and Republicans is so close anyway, but it still is obviously a representation for the people of Georgia, and I'll be curious to see which way this ends up going. It's so neck and neck. I mean, Democrats picked up their 50th seat in November, but this runoff now is really more of the focus on the candidates and who's going to represent. There's a lot of support for Herschel Walker. Some people think, well, the having babies with these different women and the accusations about the abortions and writing a check for that, and his son saying he's not a father, one of his sons. You've got the governor, Brian Kemp, who's supporting Walker, and you have others that have come out to support him to try to have, you know, rally the Republicans. And about 200,000 people voted for Kemp, but not for Walker in the general election. That's why Kemp beat his Democratic gubernatorial nominee, Stacey Abrams, by about 8 points. So I don't know that there's a lot of runoff with that, but it is interesting to watch how this is unfolding. And then that closes the book on the Senate, right? And again, remember, that's our legislative branch, those who ultimately make up the makeup of the Senate when there are votes on all kinds of important things that do affect every single one of us. Therefore, you care. In Idaho, this mysterious student killings, awful, awful, awful. What is going on with the police? There's lots of contradictions. It's been 3 weeks since the 4 students at the University of Idaho were fatally stabbed in their sleep. There are kids on the campus that are scared to death. This is a small college town, about 26,000 people. And it's an unusual crime. Initially, it was supposed to be, oh, this is isolated. Then it was, no, it's not isolated. There's a lot of uncertainty around all of this, and there's a lot of miscommunication, confusing, conflicting comments in these students' deaths, enough that there may be some private eyes that are hired to try to figure out who done it. Let's get this thing solved.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pouty Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Oh, you have mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
Thanks for all the emails. Appreciate it. 24/7. If you're listening to me now and you want to throw in anything that you're thinking about, something that might be useful, something that has the hair on your arm standing straight up, could be good or bad, right? Send me your thoughts 24/7, Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. Just click on contact and boom, you'll get in that way. So this is interesting. I just mentioned the thing about the runoff election for that Senate seat, that final Senate seat. Georgia, of course, we're talking about, is too close to call. The 50% was not taken by the incumbent Senator Raphael Warnock, the Democrat. That you got Herschel Walker, the football star, on the Republican side. I got this from Stan in Atlanta. Kate Delaney, you might not remember me, but I met you once in Georgia at one of your speeches. It was for credit union, and you were funny, and I enjoyed meeting you. And I know about your show, and I've been listening to your show, and it's crazy what's happening in Georgia. People are actually really passionate about what's going on with this runoff. And unfortunately, I don't think that Walker is the best to represent us Georgians, but Warnock is terrible. And as a Republican, I just cannot stomach the idea of having him back again. I don't think he did very much anyway, if I was going to be objective about it. So do you, you know, what do you do in this case? Do you abstain, which I hate, but I cannot really see how he is a great representative, you know, whatsoever. And I have friends who are just voting for him because they cannot vote for Warnock. They don't feel like he's the great representative for us in Georgia. So let's see what happens. Let's see what happens. You know, it's Dan, I actually think I remember you. I don't. You caught me off guard on that one, and I just read this. So I'm thinking, I know what it was. It was Peach State, and it was great. I've had the opportunity, the pleasure to speak in Georgia several times to several different groups, and I really, really enjoyed that. But, you know, more than 1.8 million people in Georgia, that's like a quarter, over a quarter of active, what they would call active voters, cast ballots during the early voting period on Friday. It ended Friday. So they smashed the single-day record for ballots, early ballots. It was like over 350,000, something like that. So now you've got the final, you know, the actual day, the final day, that's it. And it is odd. I mean, Walker has this buzz. He took a bus tour, and he's, you know, talked to people and done the stumping thing as Warnock has done. And now you've got the, you know, you have multiple women that have accused him of domestic violence. You have two ex-girlfriends that allege that he paid for their abortions. He denies that. And he has spoken about mental health struggles, but he calls himself a changed man. So you have all the personal things going on with him. And then for Warnock, I mean, really, mostly that's what he's doing when he's out there. From what I can tell, he's talking about his character. He's talking about Walker's character, and that saying that even Republicans are squeamish about Walker, which to Stan's point is what he's saying. So he's using that as his ticket to, you know, get in again, basically. And I can't read the tea leaves on this because it still is just that close. I would think because of some of the nuttiness, there may be Republicans who just don't vote. They just don't. And then maybe Warnock takes it because of that, and it's still super, super close, but he takes it, and, you know, and that's what happens. All right, let's move on to, we'll be watching those, Dan. Let's move on to this one. Joe is listening to us in New Orleans, and Joe says, we had a lot of Joes, Joeys, Joes. By the way, Joseph, Joe says, Kate, dang, I watched the silly soccer because I decided I was going to support the national team. I don't know a hill of beans about the sport, really. I think it's insane how big that pitch is, what they call it, the field. And I hate the lack of scoring, but I especially hate that the U.S. lost to the Netherlands. It seemed to me like in the second half of that game that they played a lot better. I watched the whole game. Me and the Hubs watched the whole game. Same thing, I will admit. I mean, the sports, as much sports that I love and watch, I cannot claim to be a soccer aficionado, though, of course, I've covered it in some ways and have spoken to a lot of superstars in the soccer world. But regardless of that, who cares? This is the first appearance in the tournament in 8 years for the Americans. So think of how long that is. And they were just struggling to score. I mean, they just struggling. And, you know, they gave up two goals the same way with these things they call cross kicks that were just crazy setups. And, you know, the United States hasn't won a World Cup knockout match since 2002. That's when they beat Mexico, and that was like in South Korea. So in these situations, they're 1-7, 1-7. But it was a young lineup, and that's part of it. They're not super, super seasoned, and I guess they show some promise, but need more defense, need more scoring, definitely. And once the Netherlands scored that second goal, I knew, oh, there's no way. They can't even tie this. There's no way they're going to be able to do it. I mean, the Netherlands just pounced, and they had much better setups when they were near the
near the goal. So it was too bad. But, hey, they did get into, you know, the round of 16, and maybe next time it'll be better. They have 4 years. All right. Wow. So Georgia soccer, and now we go to this one from Matt. And Matt says, hi, Kate. I am I decided I was going to mix it up and just pull from here and there. And he says, I can't wait to see the new James Cameron movie. Is it going to live up to all the hype? Because, for goodness sake, it's been so long since the last one. And I was just a kid when the first one came out. So here we have the Avatar sequel, and it's supposed to be, from what I read, better than the first one, but I don't know how you top that. I don't know. I don't, you know, I've seen the spots, and I know it's cost a gazillion dollars and all that. I mean, the first Avatar cost like $250 million to produce, and then it just crushed it. It looks intriguing, and it's been forever, you know, for the follow-up to this, so I would say it has a shot. There's interest in it, or Cameron wouldn't have made it. He wouldn't have had the opportunity to try to get that kind of money to be able to do it. I mean, it was 2009 when Avatar came out, which is, it's like a science fiction thriller, I guess, and the special effects were huge. I mean, it made 2.7 billion, and then critically, it was loved and all of that. And, you know, at the Gold Globes, he got the best director for that, and the film was best picture and whatnot. And so now you've got this follow-up. And sometimes the sequels, especially if there's been a lot of time, I think it can go either way. Either there's intrigue because it's been so long, or it just falls flat because it's now generations ahead and you don't get enough interest. I think there'll be enough interest. I don't know if it'll smash that box office, though. Let's just put it that way. Oh, time is ticking away on us, I am afraid. Thank you to everybody who sent me their thoughts in the mailbag. It's a good time to remind you, you can do it too. I said this at the top, 24/7. There were a lot of people that, of course, I say a lot, there were like three people that mentioned to me about the Idaho murders, and was there anything new that was breaking on that? And the answer is no. Seems like there's a lot of confusion. I talked about that at the top, and of course we're on top of it. I'll keep you posted with anything that we know there. Coming up, it's a rewind to the big stories of 2022.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. Russian President Vladimir Putin is not sincere about peace talks with Ukraine, while he is taking the war to a new level of barbarism by trying to turn off the lights of civilians. U.S. Undersecretary for Political Affairs Victoria Nuland met President Vladimir Zelensky and other senior Ukrainian officials in Kyiv to show support at a time when Russia is trying to destroy the country's energy infrastructure. And Russia will not accept a price cap on its oil and is analyzing how to respond in response to a deal by Western powers aimed at limiting a key source of funding for its war in Ukraine. U.S. intelligence expects the reduced tempo in fighting in Ukraine to continue in the next several months and sees no evidence of a reduced Ukrainian will to resist, despite attacks on its power grid and other critical winter infrastructure, the Director of National Intelligence said on Saturday. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
December, we're going to do this rewind thing as we look at the biggest events that happened in 2022 and then eventually look forward to 2023. So when we look at some of the things that happened in the beginning of the year, and you think about it, you had the Supreme Court blocking the vaccine mandate. You had Justice Breyer announcing his retirement, which then left a seat open. You had COVID rolling into, you know, January in a way we didn't think, because we thought that this was a little bit more behind us. So there, unfortunately, were people that were still dealing with maybe not quite as bad of infections where they were hospitalized, but it was shutting down schools here and there, etc. We had the continued supply chain disruptions, the shortage of semiconductor components, and you had IT vendors and people who were trying to scramble to fulfill what customers needed because they didn't have the products that they needed. Unavailable for weeks, for months, and it wasn't just the semiconductors. It affected so many businesses when you were getting things delivered. Depending on what it was, and depending on where you ordered, it might have been that you got phone calls that it just wasn't it. But I think that one, besides COVID and where we were with COVID and what was going to happen, I think the biggest thing in the beginning of the year, in the first couple of months, of course, was Russia shocking the world when it launched an attack on neighboring Ukraine, sparking the war that's dragged on now for months and months and months and months throughout all of 2022 since it happened, and the economic sanctions, the actions that have happened from other governments, the damage that has happened, the amount of money that has been pledged to help Ukrainian families. Like in the beginning, Michael Dell, you know, Dell Technologies, I remember he was one of the first people where he threw in $15 million to support the families through the Dell Foundation. I mean, that's why it sticks out in my head. And then others that were trying to do whatever they could to help. There were businesses that had to relocate Ukrainian workers to safer areas because of what was happening. There were people that left the Ukraine. Of course they left the Ukraine because it wasn't safe. There were families that were separated when they launched that invasion. And there was a buildup happening before that, remember, in 2021, at the end of 2021, because we were reporting, the U.S. was reporting, there was unusual movement of Russian troops near the border of Ukraine. And there was a buildup of like 92,000 Russian troops before we even headed in to the new year. So that was already happening, right? And you knew, well, what is this a warning or what are they doing? And then all of a sudden, you know, what happens? The air raid sirens go off and it's a full-fledged invasion. And now we're thrust, all of us are thrust into the middle of this conflict and affected by it in some way. And President Zelensky becomes a name that people are familiar with if they weren't before, as he asked for the world to help, needing ammunition, needing guns of war, so to speak. And even though it looked as though an invasion could happen, few analysts believe that it was imminent, that that was going to happen. And then the thought was, well, maybe they'll withdraw the troops, but hardly. No withdrawing of the troops. So where are we now? This was a huge, huge, and is and continues to be a huge story. You think about 2014 and Russia annexing Crimea and Russian-backed parliamentaries, militaries rather, seizing part of that Donbass region in the southeastern part of Ukraine. And then where we've now been catapulted into, that military buildup, and then the invasion and Russia advancing towards Kyiv, and that happened and then stalled in March, and then they retreated and found other areas to go to. Then there were bodies that were found that were tortured, and just absolutely awful what's happened in this invasion and the widespread international condemnation. The United Nations General Assembly passing the resolution condemning the invasion, demanding a full withdrawal of Russian forces. And that's not happening. That wasn't going to happen. And we're still in the middle of this, so to speak. And will there be a withdrawal by Russia? And I think the answer to that is no, there won't be a withdrawal by Russia. So where do the tables turn when we get to the end of the year and then we catapult into 2023? Because you think of the explosives that, remember the explosives used to destroy the dam that was blocking the river. You think of, like I said, the people that were uncovered and they were in various states of being tortured, which was just absolutely sickening. Macron, who is the leader in France, thinks it's good to have a relationship with Putin so he knows what's happening, so they can have some kind of dialogue. And they have had some kind of dialogue, but nothing has changed. You have the threat of the nuclear power plant. You have the people in Europe being affected by it because of the natural gas that is needed for to heat homes, etc. in Europe, and so much of that, so much of the, that pipeline would be a pipeline from Russia. So that's been part of what isn't is economically disastrous for many, many places in Europe as well. So you have Russian forces that continue to fire missiles and drop bombs on key cities. That was happening into the spring and into the summer. All of a sudden something would bubble up that would be a little bit bigger, whether it was the bridge or whether it was the tank brigade assaults. But then the other side of that story is Ukraine fighting back, Ukraine getting some help with what it needed as far as weapons, some of the weapons that they needed and what they had and what they were doing and how they were fighting back. And they pushed back against Russia. And that, I think, has been a huge, huge part of the story. In September, remember Ukrainian forces launching that surprise counteroffensive, and they pushed and pushed and pushed, and Russia publicly had to admit to losing some key positions in, you know, some of the areas that they thought they had sufficiently taken, and they didn't. So you have Vladimir Putin announcing a partial mobilization after all of those dominoes fell, saying that the country would use all means to defend itself, whatever it took. And you had the annexation in late September, Russia installing officials in Ukraine organized referendums on annexation of occupied territories of Ukraine, and, you know, making a big deal about it and announcing that some of the areas are now part of basically Russia. So Ukraine, the United States, the European Union, the United Nations all condemned the annexation. He made a big deal about it, and it's confusing. You look at a map and you say, what? No, Donetsk, that's not happening. You look at other areas in the east and coming in and that phase one, and yeah. And then you have Zelensky vowing the start of the full-scale counter-offensive in the southeast. And throughout the fall, all of that played out, the back and forth of that. And you had, at the one point, you've got on one day Ukraine showing what's happening to some of the Russian military, some of them just abandoning their spots. And then you have Putin just throwing up his own sort of draft of people who had served in the past, and they're fleeing. And they were fleeing eight weeks ago. So the bottom line is this. When you look at the financial aid, the humanitarian cost, the military aid, you've got $84.2 billion from 40 countries in money and humanitarian aid and military aid to Ukraine from the end of January before the invasion to the beginning of the fall. You have NATO coordinating and assisting member states in providing billions of dollars in military equipment and financial aid. And it still rages on. Where does it end? One of the biggest stories of 2022. Fair or foul, next.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdiarco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Of this hour, time for a little fair or foul.
Signal fair after the fair.
It's a hard foul there.
Makes on a fair.
A hard foul.
Invalid fair signal.
It's a hard foul.
It's a hard foul. Jeremy Paulson, our technical maestro for this show, joins us. Hi, Jeremy.
Hello.
I know your voice is, I'm happy that you're able to do this because I know you're trying to protect your voice. You know, when you go through that kind of laryngitis-y kind of thing and you get this off again, on again sickness.
Yeah, right? I don't know what it was. I don't know.
You don't know what it is? It's something.
Bronchitis, right? Laryngitis.
Oh.
Just the flu.
I know. Flu is going around. It's bad. In some places, they're talking about that it's been really, really nasty. All right, so that actually is a good one. I think we've talked about this before. Flu shot, are you a fan? Yes or no?
Fair
or foul?
No.
Nope. You don't go and get the free flu shot, the flu shot, the anything.
Oh, I never have. I usually don't get sick like once every 3 years.
You sound like me. I always say that. I don't get sick, and then people look at me like, what are you talking about? Do you see what's happening with the flu? Get the flu shot. I can't even remember the last time I got a flu shot. I don't know. Same thing. I don't know. Some people say that it's like giving you the flu, and then it doesn't ward off the certain types of flu, and so is it really protecting you? Now, there's probably some doctors listening that are like, are you kidding, lady? Get the flu shot.
Yeah, there's also people that believe natural immunity is better, so I don't know.
Right. Yeah, I think it's, you know what, again, it's, how is the flu dangerous? How the flu shot helps? What does it do? I mean, healthy adults can get severe complications from the flu. So that's true. I mean, I know that's happened to people. So I can't say I'm not ignorant to that. And how do you prepare for influenza? And what do you do? And does it work? But maybe some of us have that natural immunity. At least knock on this microphone. We have that. I mean, the flu vaccine side effects for some people are generally mild. They go away on their own, but, it just depends. But you and I do not have the flu shots. No. So we're saying foul, actually. Because it's not on my list. It's not on your list either. All right,
no,
so we're saying foul.
On my list to get it, no.
Not on my list either. All right, are macaroons on your list? Do you know what a macaroon is?
Yes.
That little
like
small,
a cookie, right?
Yeah, it's like a cookie. It's like a small cake, people call it, but it's really like a tiny biscuit that's kind of hard, and it's got it's sugary. It can have honey or vanilla or spices, or it can have all kinds of different things in it. Macaroons, fair or foul?
I've never had one, so I can't really say fair or foul because I don't know how they are.
So, well, obviously, by not having one, you didn't really want to go and seek it out, though, because they sell them all over the place. So you had other cookies probably in mind. Here's what I say. I'm not a macaroon fan. It's a tiny little, it's like the size of one of your, maybe two of your fingers put together. And it started in Italy, I get it, and there's probably some that are really good, or in Paris, Parisians made them. But it's, I don't know. To me, it's just like this little teeny taste of a cookie or something.
I have a feeling you, dip it in coffee or something.
Yeah. There you go. I guess if you dip it in coffee, it would taste okay. Some people really just love them.
Yeah, like a mocha. You got a mocha and you dip it in.
Yeah.
I bet you it would be pretty good.
Yeah. But see, then I would still rather go for, I would definitely rather go for some other kind of
you gotta try that cookie. Watergate salad I told you about.
The Watergate salad. Tell the listeners about the Watergate salad. I forget.
It was just a salad that my great grandma used to always make, and I loved it. It's like pistachio pudding and whipped cream and chopped up walnuts and chopped up pineapple and marshmallows.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Pretty simple to make, but super good.
Watergate salad. All right, that's on my list. In place of macaroons, I'm going to put that on my list instead. Christmas blow-ups. You know when people blow up Santa Claus or blow up any candy canes or giant blow-ups or medium-sized blow-ups and they're all over their yard, or maybe they have a couple of them. Are you a fan, fair or foul, of Christmas blow-ups?
I am a fan of decorations, and this is an awesome one that you brought up. I have a plan. The plan is, for Halloween, you set up Nightmare Before Christmas stuff, because it's Halloween. And then when it goes into Christmas, you just leave them up, because it's Christmas. And I don't
that
have to change my
easy.
Decoration. You Nightmare Before Christmas for Halloween and Christmas.
Oh, and I love Nightmare Before Christmas, so I'm with you, but we would be the nuts on the block then because other people want to see Frosty or Santa or inflatable Santa in a car. You could throw it
out
there.
There's Santa in Nightmare Before Christmas.
There
all you have
is.
To do is change the lights, have orangish lights for Halloween and then go to the little dial and change it to blue. When it's Christmas.
I love it. I think you might be right. I don't know. Some of these blow-ups aren't cheap either. I was looking it up, an 18-foot inflatable Frosty the Snowman is $400.
Jeez.
That's crazy.
18
but then
who needs 18?
I know. See, because really you could go to Target, you could get a 3.5-foot Frosty with a plaid scarf and the hat and everything for $50. So I don't know. Maybe the short Frosty is better. Maybe.
I got my parents those little projector things. You just spike them in the ground and it projects the image on your house.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I like those. I do. I like those. I think the problem with inflatables for me is that what I don't like is during the day they're just flat pieces of plastic all over your lawn.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like at night it looks good. Someone drives by and they have... Yeah, I see so many of these guys. I'm sure women do it, too. It seems like always that's a honeydew thing. But you see lights and things all over, and they have cool little settings, and it looks good. But then during the day, like my neighbor, I love my neighbors. It's so weird. I have two neighbors named Michelle and Bill, and then the next door to them is Michelle and Bill. So easy to remember everyone's name. They're all Michelle and Bill. So that's the good part. And then they both have blow-ups, but the one neighbor has a giant Santa Claus. And at night it looks good, and there's some other things. But during the day it's like flat Santa. It's like someone spiked Santa, and he lost his gas, and he's laying crumpled on the lawn. That's what happens.
What's
what
funny
do you do?
Is when it's laying crumpled on the lawn, then it snows really bad.
Yeah, exactly.
You got 2 feet of snow on it. You're going to blow it up after that.
Right, what are you going to do? And so in places like Minnesota and places like in the Midwest, you got to be on top of what the weather is, and certainly not if you're going anywhere. You can't do it because you'd have to haul them inside. And when the way you set them up, it's a hassle. I mean, you're not replugging, unplugging, getting them all up again. So I think... blow-ups are tough. That's what I would say. Tough.
Just don't be the guy that has like a billion lights and trying to see it from space, or the guy that puts Mr. Frosty on the roof.
There you go. All right, mittens or gloves?
Gloves.
That's what I say, gloves. You know, a lot of guys wear mittens. I don't get it.
Gloves.
Because your hands are all, then you just have, what, you got your thumb, that's it.
Yeah.
I think when you're a kid, you're out in the snow and you're 4 or 5 or whatever, it's easy to throw that on a kid. You know, you just shove on the mittens. I get why they would have them. But I think gloves, for goodness sake. And I think gloves are important.
I always wore the ones that were like the fingerless gloves. And then you can turn them into a mitten if you want. Like you can cover your fingers.
Right. I know which one you're talking about. I have those, too. I have a pair of those. I like them. I like them, actually, because you can pull them down, and I prefer those, too. You know, so speaking of weather, this is a good one, because some people are really on top of the weather. It seems like they know, and we have so many apps now, to the second of when it's going to rain or snow or whatever. If you know it's going to, or you know there's a possibility of rain, would you carry around an umbrella?
No. No.
Yeah. No. Fair. Foul.
I'm not a witch.
Foul.
I'm not going to melt from water. I'm not too worried about it.
All right. So I think they have the skinny on both of us. Macaroons, no. Umbrellas, no. I'm not I throw it in the car, but I'm not walking around with an umbrella. I agree with you. I'm not going to melt either. I'm not a witch either. All right. Fair or foul. Feel better. Jeremy, thank you.
You're welcome.
And thanks to all of you for listening to this hour of the show, especially now. Keep up the humor and make it count, everybody.
Those well-meaning friends who tell you what you ought to be doing with your life. I'm Kate Delaney. I have them. Occasionally I listened and I found myself stuck in dead-end jobs, relationships, and a life I absolutely did not recognize. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I promise you, once you finish it, you won't let people tell you what to do anymore. Learn how to make bold moves that change the course of your destiny. The book is filled with stories that will make you laugh out loud and lessons you can apply right away. If you go to my website, KateDelaneyRadio.com. I have a steal of a deal. Check this out. Just $29.99 for both of my hard copy books. Deal Your Own Destiny, which I just talked about, and my girlfriend's gratitude journal. Perfect gift for girlfriend, wives, or any woman in your life. Again, both books, just $29.99. Click on special offer at KateDelaneyRadio.com.